In Washington, on Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings are continuing for President Biden's cabinet picks. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now with an update. Hello, Claudia.
Hi there.
So let's start with President Biden's choice to lead the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden. This nomination is clearly in jeopardy. What happened, Claudia?
Yes, two committees, the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the Senate Budget Panel, were both due to take their next steps today to move Tanden's nomination forward. But both committees have postponed, and we don't know when and if they'll reschedule these hearings. The Senate Homeland Security Committee told me that I spoke to an aide for the panel and told me that those members need more time to consider the nomination, and they're going to work together to see what that potential best path forward is. I also spoke to an aide for the Senate Budget Committee. This is chaired by Senator Bernie Sanders. And they tell me that Sanders spoke to Tanden last night about the delay, but it's still not clear. They didn't give any specifics on why they're postponing this. We have already seen her support waning in recent days. For example, conservative moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said recently he would oppose this nomination. He cited her critical tweets about U.S. senators as one reason not to move forward. So she would need surprise GOP support to survive this nomination process, and so far she's not getting it. For example, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and another GOP member, Mitt Romney of Utah, have both said they will vote against her. One wild card is Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. She has not said where she stands, but this postponement does not bode well for Tanden. That said, we haven't heard from the White House and whether they're ready to change gears. Just the opposite, actually. They're saying that they want to keep pushing on Tanden to see if that nomination will go through, because they believe that a White House official said today, for example, that she has broad spectrum of support ranging from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to the labor union.
Wow. Well, let me ask you about Deb Haaland, President Biden's pick for Interior Secretary. Quickly, she's speaking before senators today. What are you hearing there?
Yeah, she's going into that second day of hearings before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. She's taking on another wave of questions from members on the panel on everything from federal protections for the grizzly bear to water and mining concerns. If she's confirmed, she would be the first Native American cabinet member.
Yeah.
But we're not clear whether Republicans will support her. They have raised concerns about aggressive action on climate change. And so even though this is a historic nomination, they have raised concerns about the future of fossil fuels and whether there could be jobs threatened when it comes to oil and gas and what have you. Now, Haaland herself has been pretty consistent on saying that there will be a balance for the administration between the use of oil and gas and renewable energy sources like solar and wind. However, we know she's very progressive on energy and climate change, and this is exactly what Republicans are zeroing in on during their questioning.
Claudia, let me ask you quickly about the congressional hearings into the January 6th insurrection. A lot of blame to go around yesterday. Here's Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund in his opening remarks yesterday.
Based on the intelligence that we received, we plan for an increased level of violence at the Capitol and that some participants may be armed. But none of the intelligence we received predicted what actually occurred.
About a minute left here for us. Claudia, what did you hear from police and the other security officials? What did they say went wrong?
They all believe the insurrection was premeditated, that white supremacist groups played a key role. And as we just heard there, they blame intelligence failures for leaving the Capitol Police blindsided that day. And we also did see some contradictory accounts between these former security officials. For example, Sun himself said he had tried to get in touch with Paul Irving. This is the former House Sergeant at Arms that day, just after 1 p.m. to call in the National Guard. But Irving said he never got the call. He said he got the request around 2 p.m. or later that day. Of course, the National Guard did not show up for hours. And so this is one issue of many that senators and others are saying need to be looking into further, even if that includes pulling phone records or what have you. So this is just the beginning, and there's many more hearings to come.
So much more to come, indeed. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, really appreciate you taking the time today. Claudia, thank you.
Thanks for having me.